This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Name of the show is appropriate because we want to know what's on your mind. Show's yours, folks. Welcome to the program. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
You feeling okay, Todd?
Much better.
A little under the weather last night. Todd's feeling better. Mm-hmm. That's good. He's on the mend.
Yeah, once I got that emergency room robe thing off, I felt a lot better.
Yeah, that'll generally do it.
You know why they don't give you a back end of those, right? So you don't go running out before they let you out. Because nobody's going to go running around town with their bare behind hanging out, right?
I hope not. No. Manny, you didn't wear one of those last night, did you?
No.
Good. Successful night for you. Manny's waiting for your calls on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which is working today. We apologize for that little snafu yesterday. I had to throw you a curveball and call an audible during the program, give you a different number, but we survived. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Put it in your speed dial right there in your favorites. Then we'll know you truly do love us. You're not just
saying
that.
And when Scott calls an audible, by the way, he stands during the anthem, just so you know.
I do. I always stand during the anthem. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. I'm done talking about that Yahoo. And I am also of the opinion that enough of you have said, you know what? I think the protesters that are coming here from all across the country, some well-meaning and some not so much, have their cause advanced when you give your valuable airtime to what's happening. And it's a constant struggle. We want to report on what's happening. We want to give you the facts. A lot of the other media do not, but we're going to take that advice for a while. We do have later in the program today a conversation planned with Scott Davis, who is the executive director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Department. He sits on the cabinet of Governor Jack Dalrymple. And we'll get an update on this from his perspective and also talk a little bit about the powwow that is next week at the United Tribes College. And there are talk of a protest there. I think protests kind of are the thing now. They were protesting at an attorney's office yesterday. There you go. Let's go to an attorney's office and protest, right? And they have one planned. They're all over the place. This is really made for TV protests. Facts don't matter. And so I think there's one. This was amazing to me. It was planned for 1806, right on the highway tonight for between 5 and 7, thus proving the point that closing 1806 or putting the blockade up is necessary to ensure the safety of the motorists, crying out loud. So, anyway, I'm going to set that one aside. Let's talk about some other things today, shall we? We'll get you an update. Mayor Mike Seminary may also join us. He's trying to rearrange his schedule to do that between 10:30 and 11 and talk about precautions and measures put in place for security related to the planned protests surrounding the powwow, which is a time-honored event in Bismarck, Mandan. So we look forward to that a little later on in the program. Dick Morris is going to be here exactly an hour from now, top of next hour. I don't know about you, but I love Dick Morris's brain. You know, you can just, I love to pick his brain, just sit there and hear all the different insights. And when he's on cable news, he gets like a second here or a second there. He does a lot of these Facebook videos now because they give him more time. We'll give him some time, and then you can ask questions, too, if you have for Dick Morris, longtime strategist for the Clintons, of course, and later Fox News Channel a strategist as well. So looking forward to our conversation with him. Our youngest daughter, Haley, is an eighth grader, and she Tuesdays, because I do two programs, this one and Energy Matters, which we do live from 4 until 6 Central, 3 until 5, I'm sorry, 3 until 5 Central, and 2 until 4 Mountain on KFIRE and KLTC, and then also those are replayed on AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO. I start my day a little later, and I get a chance to, if I'm home, bring our daughter to school. So today, when she sees me for the first time as I bounce down to take her out the door to school, she said, "Dad, you look like a farmer." That's what she said. And I said, "That's one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. Thank you very much." "Well, I like farmers too, Dad, but you don't normally dress like one." I said, "What do you mean? I have a pair of jeans on and a cinch shirt that I bought up at Pinnacle Travel Plaza's clothing department, where they have great clothing. The reason I'm wearing this today, I will admit that it's a little more Western than I would usually wear, is I'm going to be out of the Titan Outlet store today doing a little photo shoot with a piece of equipment that we're going to be broadcasting from at Big Iron. I'm fired up. I really am. Our friends at Titan Outlet Store, our sponsor for our broadcast at Big Iron, will be there all 3 days. If you're coming, stop by and see us. And the Titan Outlet Store is your low-price source for used tractors, for combines, all makes of used farm equipment and implements. And I said, "You know what? I want a really good deal to talk about during Big Iron." And they said, "Scott, you can't believe this 2008 Case IH Tiger 485 HD tractor. $7,500 in savings on that right now, the Big Iron special. Can you believe that?" TitanOutletStore.com. If you can't wait to see it, check it out. But they guarantee iron at outlet prices with a 100% money-back guarantee. So come on out. We'll see you at the Big Iron. And stop and see us at Titan Outlet, booth 611. Or, again, you can go to the TitanOutletStore.com. $7,500 and already off an already low price on that 08 Case IH Tiger 485 HD tractor. Yeah, baby. Little photo shoot. Me and a tractor later today. Can hardly wait. We're going to be up in Minot on the 20th of September. Just give you a little preview of our calendar. Circle that on your calendar. Pete Hegseth of Fox News Channel is going to be there. And we're working also on a talk radio town hall where you can ask questions of Doug Burgum. So just trying to get all the schedules to align. Then the 21st, we're going to be along I-94, our first broadcast from Steele, North Dakota. And I can hardly wait, because the auction center of North America that Pipers is building there, you've probably seen that go up, the big blue sign and all that. They're having their first sale out there. They're not even done with construction, and they're having their first sale. So that'll be kind of fun. Construction equipment, semis, trailers, ag equipment, payloaders, cranes, tractors, and a lot more. So that'll be a lot of fun. Auction center of North America opening on Wednesday, September 21st, and we'll be broadcasting live there as well. So just a little preview of our September calendar. I should also tell you we'll be at Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion this Friday, broadcasting live too. So a lot going on, and we love it. All right, so what's on your mind? Donald Trump's going to give a big speech on immigration this week. Anything you heard from him concern you? I know the media is trying to say, "Oh, this is terrible, this is awful, he's changing his opinion." Well, wait a minute. First of all, the media can't stand the idea of anything but open borders. So I don't know what they're worried about. If there was a quote-unquote softening, for crying out loud, I'm anxious to hear what he says before I decide what I think about it. That's an interesting approach to things. The only thing that I can see sort of being floated out there is a softening on mass deportation. In other words, taking the 11 million illegals and saying, "We're going to find everyone, we're going to put them on a bus, we're going to drive them across the border." I don't think he can do that. Build the wall. Make it very clear you don't get into this country unless you do so legally using the processes that we have in place. Once you find somebody who is an illegal immigrant who has committed a crime, drive them to the southern tip of Mexico. Fly them. Do whatever you have to do. Enough families have lost their lives because of our political correct nature in dealing with illegal immigrants once apprehended here. Although, seem to me to be in the Trump plan. So I think that's a good thing. But I'm curious what you think about what you've heard so far and what you want to hear tomorrow night from Donald Trump when he'll give this big mega speech on it. That's one thing on my mind. But I'm up for anything. Tell me what's on yours. JW's on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, JW.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I listen to you every morning. You do a fantastic job. I'm just sick about this 10,000... immigrants they just brought in yesterday or today. They're a month ahead of time. The biggest share of them are Muslims. There was no vote on it. We haven't got no say. He's going to bring in 80,000. The biggest share of these 10,000 are going to Arizona or Detroit. They're going to put them in the slum area down there, and they figure they'll build it up. Why don't they put them in between the Congress and the Senate or whatever, or in Washington, D.C.? Maybe they wouldn't let so many of them in. North Dakota is supposed to get up to 200. And then the governors of the states don't have nothing to say about it. I mean, it just makes me sick. And this oil business that I'm sure glad you stay on it. I mean, that they want to take everything green, and I just feel better talking to you. I can't even sleep nights thinking if this other outfit gets in, we might as well move back to wherever our inheritance people come from.
So here's what I want to feel, and I'm with you on that angst about what is going to happen in November. We have to leave it all on the mat, right? We can't hold back. Keep battling. Keep talking to your neighbors, JW, and by all means, call this program. If it makes you feel better to call and vent a little bit, please do, because we're all in this boat together. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Call again anytime.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%, and that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins, the blood circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free and the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
Fargo, Grand Forks, and their new location in Bismarck has moved next to Sam's Club. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at fargohotspring.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is What's On Your Mind. My name's Scott Hannon, the host of this program. Todd Mitchell here is riding shotgun, waiting for your calls. We're brought to you this hour by OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, you and your family can experience the freedom of having your important home telephone number be as mobile as you are. Simple as that. check out ouroldnumber.com or call them at 800-774-0530. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get free activation. We love saving you money. 800-774-0530 or ouroldnumber.com. I think JW spoke for a lot of folks in talking about the frustration that you're feeling through all this. I don't think it does any good to lay awake at night as he is doing, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't exactly go into chapter and verse of how that could end up costing you, but I understand the concern. I think you just do everything you can do and then sleep well knowing you've done everything you can do. Somebody the other day came up to me and said, tell everybody in your program that is concerned about this election, ask them this question, have they donated anything? Have they given $10, $20, $50, $100? You know, there is, we can't affect, our vote is going to be our vote in North Dakota, and we know which way that's going to go. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of the Electoral College in the United States, but we can make a difference on the dollars and cents. Mind you, the presidential race traditionally gets serious after Labor Day. We're just beginning. Don't look at those polls. They ebb and they flow. There's a lot of bad on the Clinton side, a lot of bad, a lot of time bombs that can go off at any point. Emails, Benghazi. I mean, for crying out loud, you know what finally led the evening news on two of the three broadcast networks last night? What finally gets them to talk about Hillary? You think of everything in the laundry list of this woman's record as Secretary of State or Senator or First Lady. It was this goofball Anthony Weiner, pervert, who can't put away his phone and stop taking pictures of himself and sending them to people. Even in one in his own bed with his little boy next to him, sent to some hussy. I mean, what in the world? But, of course, there's the judgment, by the way. This guy, married to her, she's the top advisor 20-plus years to Hillary Clinton. If that's not a judgment question, I don't know what is. And then the fact that she's still working there, and then the opportunity for blackmail there, it's unbelievable. So they finally got caught for the umpteenth time and had to do something about it. You know, it's they're finally waking up. But in my mind, we just have to do anything we possibly can. That's the way to do it. DJ in Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
When Barack Obama campaigned the first two times, he campaigned on video and on record, you can look it up, about building a million-man civilian army. Now, ask yourself why you would do that, and then start thinking about this 100,000 refugees, and that's just the floor. That's not the ceiling. If you look on Obama 2016 videos, he's on videos promoting and campaigning for a million-man civilian army. Now, why would we need that? And I'm just thinking, I know that's conspiratorial, but if he said it on video, and you can look it up, makes you wonder what this is all about. Is this start?
I think they say he was talking about a U.S. version of the Peace Corps, right? And different volunteer programs. Others suggested that it, you know, what was their function? What would they do? But your point is what, DJ? You know, okay, Obama campaigned on that. It didn't happen. What does that have to do with Trump versus Clinton?
Oh, no, I was saying about just the buildup of the refugees. First it was 10,000, then 34, now it's 100, and that's just four, and there's going to be more. I just thought that that civilian army that he was talking about was just that, an army. I guess I didn't hear it was about the Peace Corps.
I don't know. I mean, people have interpreted it the same way you have, but I think that's different than allowing, you know, refugees into the country. That you know, look, I had a conversation with the head of LSS in North Dakota about this last week at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. And we didn't have a lot of time, but she was gracious enough to take some calls. And so she is going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation. But I said to her, one of the big concerns is, how do we know? How do we know these people are who they say they are? How do we know, since we have intelligence to suggest they would use the refugee program to infiltrate the United States, how do we know they're not getting through? And she says with unbelievable confidence, we know. It's fine. Everything's great. Well, James Comey, the FBI director, Comey, I always say his name wrong, FBI director says, we don't know. This is a concern. CIA directors brought it up. So I guess I'm just not going to play happy talk with you and suggest that it's okay. So you and I, DJ, and JW all have the same concern. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. One texter says, pants with a waistband at the armpits. That's an old guy, not a farmer. Just kidding. I think he was suggesting that that is my attire today. And that's why my daughter said, you look like a farmer. Never been prouder to have her say, you look like a farmer. God bless all those farmers and ranchers out there. Wish I could dress like you every darn day, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're not dressed like that today because you're dressed like a farmer. Normally, you're dressed the way he said you were dressed.
I want to go out and fix fence with Scott Bachmann one of these days, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Always said we were going to do that. Got to do it. Do the show while we're out there, you know, multitasking. Be great fun. Roll that call that came in off the air, a fan of neither of these candidates, and telling us so in a creative way. Listen.
Well, listen to my story about a man named Trump. If you listen to him much, makes you want to cut and run. Up over the hill, what do I see? Flying on a broom, it's Mrs. Hillary. Oh, boy, steel pantsuit. Satan voice. Trump smasher. Paid for by the Coalition for any candidate besides Dumb and Dumber. Thank you.
All right, that's one approach, but it'll get you a country that's in worse shape than we have today. In my mind, you don't have to like both. And notice what he said about Trump that he didn't like. What he says, listen to him much and you about want to puke, right? So it's things he said. What is it about Hillary? Things she's done that we have to worry about. Dan in Standing Rock, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'm calling from the South Dakota portion of the Indian Stand Reservation. What I'm calling in regards to the pipeline, I think there's a historical event that's coming here. I'm going to do a lot of research and work there, and I think that if it's more comfortable, I would say, there's going to be a big miracle that's going to be happening in Standing Rock.
All right, a miracle. Happening in Standing Rock. Hey, Dan, can you do me a favor? Dan, one sec here. The music is starting, which means I have to go to a commercial, and I don't have enough time to hear you out for the rest of your comment there. So do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there on that phone. After the break, you can finish your comment. Others welcome at 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Friday, we're at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion in Rolog, Minnesota. I've been talking about that over the last couple of weeks. Hope you have plans to check it out. Minneapolis Moline is the featured tractor this year. Should be lots of fun. Grand old time, and I'm trying to find out more details about the Makote event in October. Maybe we can get out that way, too, because I guess they have a great Steam Thrashers reunion. Some folks have told me about that, but we haven't tracked down the organizers yet to see about broadcasting from there. We'd love to. B-Mobile would like to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. So you have features like roadside assistance on this, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So what's not to love there, right? I mean, get Hum and go. The region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless is B-Mobile. And, of course, Verizon's the name you know and trust for America's largest most reliable 4G LTE network. And now you know there are more than just phones and tablets. And they're everywhere you are. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Bmobile.com. At home, the lengths beyond, they're where you are. They are where you are at Bmobile. All right, so Dan in Standing Rock. Are you there, Dan? What happened to Dan?
Oh, no.
I heard beep, 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 and Dan wasn't there. Dan, call back.
Yeah.
I think he was, I couldn't exactly understand what he said, but I thought he said that there was an educational event or something that had taken place, and he said he was predicting a miracle was going to happen at Standing Rock, so love to hear it. He's calling from the South Dakota side of Standing Rock. Call us back at 800-228-0550. Peter in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention you'd said, you know, we look at what Trump has said. And so here's my issue. I mean, I'm kind of the opinion that if I'm going to choose between lesser of two evils, I'm going to choose neither. But we've got to go based on what Trump said as far as what he's going to do because he doesn't have a political track record. So, you know, he said he's going to deport all the illegals, except for now he said, no, he's not going to. He said, well, we're going to send women who have abortions to prison. Well, maybe we shouldn't do that. And so he's gone back and forth. And so my question to you is, how do we trust this man to do what he says he's going to do when we can look at his track record of being pretty much most of his beliefs up until he started running as a Republican to be Democratic beliefs? So
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I think he said he was a Democrat because it was better for business in New York, but other than
follow the money. Where does his money go? That's usually how you see what people support.
Right. I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, he was pointing out long before it was headlines to see how the Clinton administration, the State Department worked, where you have the foundation over here and listen to this. Can you tell me for 1 minute that you believe in every fiber of your being that Hillary Clinton half of her meetings taking place with people who donated to the foundation isn't pay for play? That doesn't happen, Sam?
Absolutely, but Donald Trump could potentially be in that. I honestly, like, I'll put my tinfoil hat on here.
No,
I would still not be surprised if Donald Trump came out at one point during this campaign and said, I endorse Hillary Clinton for president.
Much
money as he's given the Clintons, with his good relationship he's had with them over the years, he's been paying for play to them in New York. He's straight out admitted on the debate stage.
I agree with you. That's my point. That's how the system works, which is why, to me, Donald Trump is where he's at, as defying all odds, the Republican nominee for president of the United States, with 17 other candidates in the rearview mirror. Pardon me?
He's part of the system now. He holds the same view on immigration as Jeb Bush does.
No. Where do you get your information, Peter? I'd love to know how you, and I'm not being critical here. I'm curious. Where did you form your opinion on Donald Trump?
Donald Trump said, okay, well,
no, you didn't. No, I'll stop you there. You didn't get your information from Donald Trump, because the only thing that we, and we'll know tomorrow night, we don't even know. We're reading everybody else's viewpoints on what Donald Trump's position is. So we don't know. I mean, there's a little snippet here, a little snippet there, and everybody's saying, oh, now he's going to do this. We don't know. It's tomorrow night. What we do know is that he is softening on mass deportation. I happen to believe that's a smart political move.
Because I'm not going to argue that, but it's not practical. By being hardline on it.
Okay, but he's still hardline. He's still going to build a wall. He's taking a very hard stance against the illegal immigrants. I mean, the only thing that has changed with Donald Trump's position that we know of is a softening on mass deportation. We're getting details tomorrow night. The problem is, Peter, you, like so many, have been sucked into what the national media and other Trump critics are saying his position is.
No. I got to stop you there. I don't even read the national media, Scott. I read conservative blogs by people who are actually still conservatives after the Trump train took off.
Well, there's Trump haters out there. There's the never Trump crowd. And if you're getting your information there, you're not getting factual information about Donald Trump either.
So quotes from Donald Trump's staff is not factual information about Donald Trump?
Well, Kellyanne Conway was on Fox News Sunday. I had clips ready yesterday. We didn't get to them. But she went through, I mean, they were grilling her on all the stuff that you've seen on conservative Trump-hating blogs, saying, you know, this is changing, that's changing, this changing. And she knocked down every single one other than saying the only thing you can say is we're softening on mass deportation.
Well, but that's the point, though. He used the whole let's deport them all. As a foil against every other candidate, and now he's coming out and saying we're softening on that.
Build the wall is what he used against all of them. Taking a strong, and he, by the way, he's still 99%.
And everybody else was for building the wall outside of your squishies like Christie and Kasich.
No, I'm not so
everyone
sure
else
they were.
Said, let's enforce the laws we have on the books, which is what he's saying now as an enforcer, which is a great idea, which I'm glad he's coming around to that. I hope he decides to stick with it. Based on the number of things that he said and changed his mind about, it's hard to.
I don't believe that he's changed his mind a lot. I don't think as you see Donald Trump in the primaries, as you see Donald Trump as a nominee, and since I don't see things that lead me to believe. Gosh, you said this, but now you're doing this. I don't.
It's all public record. Check it out, Scott. I mean, I'm sure you've got better access to that kind of stuff than I do.
No, I think what you're doing is he is. Said things that allow others to interpret it into what it means. The perfect example will be on immigration. After tomorrow night, let's have this conversation. What is his plan, and how is it different than anything he said to this point? I believe the only thing you're going to see is a softening on deportation, which is a political move. I would acknowledge that. But to me, it never was practical. And the people who all along said, how do you do that? How logistically do you do that?
Why would we support him if he's throwing out throwing out all these impractical ideas? You know, Rush said, well, I never took
it
seriously.
Wait a minute, Peter, you're jumping to all these impractical ideas. That's one. I'm saying if on immigration, 90% of what he said all along is what he's going to do, and 10, he is adjusting because it's, number one, difficult to do, and number two, politically more dangerous, he gets elected doing it. I'll take that if it means he beats Hillary. I mean, again, you have a choice. You have a choice in if what you're saying he was doing, I would be with you, Peter. If he was like, gosh, this guy's all over the map. He's just like any other politician. He's caving. It's not happening. You're reading too many of the Trump-hating blogs. Okay? I mean, just listen to his own words. Listen to the people that are, number one, putting chapter and verse. here's what I would do. For anybody that's consumed with Trump hatred, or I don't like what he says, or I'm worried about this, or he's not, do me this one favor. Envision the Supreme Court. Not for the next administration, but for the administration after that and the administration after that. Think of your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids. Because every single thing they will have to live in, deal with, in the United States of America will be affected by the Supreme Court. And the next president is going to impact everything. That's religious freedom. That's Obamacare. That's the Constitution. I mean, everything. Scalia. One justice is going to hang in the balance. Imagine two and three. Some predict as many as four or five the next Supreme Court, the next president will have to appoint to the Supreme Court. That's where I would direct my energy, Peter, if I were you.
And that's what I'm with you on that, Scott. But that's my issue. There's no consistency in Trump outside of his past actions, which consist of running a lot of businesses into the ground, but still building his brand. And the flip-flops on so many issues since he has announced. And that's my problem. If I could say, man, you know, I don't agree with him on everything, but I at least know what he's going to do, I would go out and vote for him. Easily. No questions asked.
I think it's fair to say none of us can say with complete certainty how he will act as President of the United States. However, as a father, as a leader of a company, any leader is going to have failures, and they've had some, but I'll tell you what. You don't operate unethically, recklessly, and have what Donald Trump has in the way of assets. So we don't know what his assets are
because he won't release the taxes like he said he would. That's another flip-flop. He said he was going to release those. He didn't.
He put out a summary. Peter, I'm not going to convince you. You don't like the guy. Here's my deal.
Well, no,
you have two choices come November.
I'm putting out proof that he has changed his position and said
you're regurgitating a bunch of talking points. From conservative blogs
that are
noise, you've been sucked into the vortex, and I get that. I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to come back to this, Peter. You agree with me. The Supreme Court is the issue of this campaign, correct?
Yeah, but I have no guarantee that Donald Trump is going to elect anybody to this, or nominate anybody to the Supreme Court that looks anything like I believe in.
Have you seen? Well, first of all, he said justices will be appointed in the model of Scalia. I don't know how much more clear you can get.
Well, he also said he was going to release his tax returns. He also said he was going to deport 12 million people. So why should I trust him on this?
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think Peter can be convinced? I think Peter has got his mind made up. You're going to have Hillary Clinton
and
in a lifetime of hell.
And you've got your mind made up, too.
I do.
You've got your mind made up in the same way.
You know what my mind's made up? I don't want Hillary Clinton. And that's what you're going to get with that kind of attitude, Peter.
I don't want to pick between a liar and a liar. I mean, that's just what it comes down to.
Well, your choice is A or B. Your choice is A or B. The United States will elect either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton as President of the United States.
Exactly, and that's what bums me out. Either way, we're screwed.
It could bum you out all you want, Peter, but put your big boy pants on and make a decision. Between A or B.
I have made a decision. I will support neither. I will not support a corrupt candidate, nor will I support a corrupt candidate.
So you've
made
your decision.
And I should not be forced to.
You've made your decision, and that decision is Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm saying.
Nope. The Republican Party made its decision to nominate Hillary Clinton when they nominated Donald Trump. Every single poll said that he will get crushed by her, and they have consistently said that other than a few outliers.
And by the way, there's been times
he's leading. The never Trump ignored the polls up until that, and we said, no, there's no way he'll get nominated. We were wrong. I was wrong.
Well,
but now
Peter,
all of the supporters who are ignoring the polls showing him getting crushed in every poll.
Well, so which poll do you want to believe? Do you want to believe the polls that right after the convention where he was leading? You're unconvincible, Peter. I appreciate it. I can't take any more time debating you, but you're voting for Hillary Clinton by not voting. Just like folks that sat home and didn't vote for Mitt Romney.
You know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense, but I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and you can. Your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them the car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
City is getting within distance. I can see it from here, of being full and sold out. Tomorrow is the deadline on the price. We have a great price now that we've locked in at $29.99 per person for everything. I mean, all but a few lunches and I think one dinner. Everything's included. From the time you get on the plane to come, just your souvenirs. So, UND hockey at Madison Square Garden against Boston College. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Natasha, this great show about War and Peace on Broadway that is the rave right now. The Rockettes, Empire State Building, Ellis Island, St. Patrick's Cathedral. I mean, it's just one thing after another. Trump Tower. We'll go to Trump Tower. I wonder if Patrick wants to go to... I should have invited Patrick to Trump Tower. Then maybe he would have, you know, lightened up a little bit and come Donald's way. Come see what the guy's built before you, summarily dismiss the dude. Anyway, if you're interested and would like to take one of those final spots, I think I heard last night we were within like a dozen of being sold out. So six couples to go. Call Jason at 952-898-8255. 800-500-0008. Or just email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and I'll get you the telephone number and the itinerary and the whole works. November 29th through December 4th. So it's five nights this year, 6 days. We added a day, and the price is darn near the same. Added another night at the hotel and added a hockey ticket in Madison Square Garden to see the Sioux in Boston College. 952-898-0008. Mark down the legacy mention there, Todd, if you want. Right, Sue. First-time caller from Fargo. Here's Greg. What's on your mind, Greg?
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Say, just to open up, I just want to let you know I was a Ted Cruz supporter, but since he didn't win, you know, you definitely got to go with Trump. Hillary would be a disaster. And then I educated myself a little bit. I watched the Suzu's Hillary, and that opened my eyes a lot as far as Democrats in general. My question, and I like your comment, I think now that Trump's going off the teleprompter, he's more on time with everything. My worry is going to be the debates. I think Hillary's going to try and prod him along and egg him on, and I just hope he has the self-control to, you know, take presidential and not get to his taking legs tactics, so to speak.
I've heard that they are doing debate prep already, and Laura Ingraham is playing the part of Hillary Clinton, so she'll probably be, poking and prodding and trying to get him to they'll anticipate that. I think actually the debates are probably what's going to win this thing for Donald Trump. Although Hillary knows she's got to dial back. Have you heard her lately? Somebody earlier mentioned, I think that little ditty that somebody called in, talked about her, her voice. She's really dialed that back. We have that, clip, when we were talking about what's racism, where Donald Trump was on the stage and she was, you know, saying he's the bigot and he's the racist. They were going back and forth. And I noticed in that a new tone where she's really trying to dial back the kind of shrillish stuff. So they're trying to soften her as well. I mean, they've been hiding her. She only goes out like every 4 days or something. So I think they're doing their fair share of debate prep, too. But you're right, Greg. They'll be big. They'll be big. But, you know, I don't worry about any of this. I really don't. I just think you really have to just get engaged, you know, talk to people about it. Again, I say, the vast majority of people that don't like Trump, is for things he's said. And, you know, I think I didn't like those. I was a Ted Cruz guy. There were other people I liked in this race, mainly because I thought, you can't say that stuff. But I think the American people and the Republican electorate said, you know what, we're a lot less worried about what somebody says and whether they're politically incorrect than we are about $20 trillion in debt, a porous border, you know, and denigrating our military and not taking care of our veterans. And there are bigger issues. Even the fellow that called earlier, well-meaning, I'm sure, but gosh, talk about a wuss. Pardon my French, but I mean, he said this and now he's saying that. I don't. Come on, we're $20 trillion in debt. I mean, this is a true business leader that does not come out of the political world. Let's give it a try, as he said to the minority community. What the heck do we have to lose? You know,
right.
We got to get it going. Yeah, let's see what Bev says. Bev can talk a little common sense into us here because there's a lot of it in Roseville, Minnesota. Go ahead, Bev. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I'm listening to that guy that you had on before. I think you said his name was Patrick. And he's whining that, you know, well, I can't vote for Trump. I can't vote for Hillary. So I'm just not going to vote. Well, look at it this way. If you don't vote and you don't exercise your right to give your opinion and your wishes to be known as to who you want to lead the country, then you can't sit back on the potty and cry later when things don't work out the way that you wanted them to, because no vote is a vote for Hillary. My second point is, he's talking about how Trump vacillates and everything else. Trump hasn't vacillated. Like you said, he's only softened one point. And Hillary, she's running her entire campaign on this social justice platform of we're going to get pre-K through 12 free. We're going to get free or low-cost university, you know, yada, yada, yada. We've got to let everybody in. She's wanting to put a 550% increase on the immigration of these refugees. teeth. Second, with that is that nowhere in the Constitution does it address or is it meant to be for social justice. Look at Article 1, Section 8. It does not say that. Legally, if the United States wanted to say, we're not going to accept anybody from a coconut country, well, guess what? They cannot sue the United States.
Good points, Pat. We got to roll. More after this. Dick Morris coming up.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.